A Million Years in a Day, a curious history of everyday life from the Stone Age to the Phone Age. Written by Greg Jenner and read by me, Greg Jenner.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. If I had to guess, I'd say you're probably sitting down right now. Perhaps you're in that bountifully upholstered armchair. Or maybe you're the archetypal sofa slumper, sprawled inelegantly across a couch designed for three. Maybe you're in your car. Of course, if you're anything like me, you're reading this standing up on an overcrowded and overpriced commuter train, your face hovering barely inches from a stranger's sweat-dampened armpit while you shuttle between your home and your workplace. But I bet I can guess where you're not listening to this. I bet you're not in a cave. Though it boggles the mind to truly contemplate it, you and I are no different anatomically from people who lived 30,000 years ago. While we delight in cartoonish portrayals of people we might dub Ugg and Nug, smashing each other over the heads with clubs and dragging women around like they're wheelie bins, the truth is rather more nuanced. For starters, they weren't grunting numpties. In fact, they had the full faculty of language. The intellect to solve problems, the urge to protect their loved ones and bury their mournful dead. They were, in every regard, modern humans like you or me. Yet our lives are hugely different from theirs. So how do we end up living as we do now? Well, just look around you. Every single aspect of your life is the byproduct of history, thousands of years in the making. Have a wonder.